Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Fleabag and Stranger Things, actor and comedian Brett Gelman. Welcome to the show, man. I am a big fan, so I'm excited that you're here and I got the opportunity to meet you in person. You were awesome this last season Stranger Things. I thought we were a scene stealer.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. It's crazy to be here. Crazy to get to talk to you. I'm a huge fan of yours as well, man.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. And big year for you. So did you get into comedy first, or was it sort of you got into the creative community at this sort of all at the same time?
I wanted to do comedy since like I was a little kid, since I was like 6 years
Stand
old.
Stand up.
No, I don't know. I saw like the Marx Brothers. I saw this Marx Brothers movie, A Night at the Opera. So like then like as a kid I was doing like, you know, like little theater classes and things like that. And then in my high school I got like heavily involved in the theater department, and then I got like a little more into the drama side of things too. And then I went to school for drama, you know, for theater. And then I'm a trained actor, Mario.
Yeah.
I went to North Carolina School of the Arts, classical training program. Yeah.
Wow.
And I learned, I am conditioned to act Shakespeare, to reach the back row.
You've got the pipes for it.
Thank you.
Because when you spout off anything of eloquence or with gravitas, I was like, I believe it.
Yeah, nobody's ever.
You got to have the pipes or else you can't believe it.
Right. Nobody's ever really ever telling me like louder. That doesn't really happen a lot. Yeah.
So let's start with Stranger Things. You became one of the breakout stars of season three. When did you realize that everyone was digging your character?
Like right away. It happens like right. It's cool. I mean, with season three, it happened right away, and it just explodes. Like that first day that it comes out, the fans are just so ready. They jump on it, and you get a sense of how it's going to go. And I am so psyched. It's not just like for the reaction, but because I love the show so much, you know.
I was a huge fan before.
I watched the first season in like a day.
Yeah.
For real.
And you were in the second one too, right?
I was in the second season, you know, I wasn't as integral to the storyline as I was in season three, but the the Duffers did me a solid. I'm very grateful.
And how did the role come about? Was it basic audition process?
It was, yeah. Okay. It was a crazy audition. I remember like being in the audition and like, and you got like sides that weren't the script. You didn't know really anything about it. You got like a bit of a description of who he was.
How did
he was
they
like kind of paranoid.
I bet that log line was pretty.
I think it was like that he was like paranoid, like in a bit of a conspiracy theorist. You're not sure if he's a good guy or a bad guy. Right. And like the scene was like, it felt like this like dark alley or like in the middle of nowhere type scene that you were having.
Dark, but I mean, you've got a charm to it. So he's likable.
Right.
Yeah, he could have been.
No, I was always like, I went to the Duffers. I was like, this is like the Richard Dreyfuss of this show. This is like how Richard Dreyfuss is like in Jaws. Like that's what Murray is like in this. And they agreed with that. And I think, and that's how they saw it. It wasn't that they just agreed with that. I just picked up on that was sort of an influence for them too.
Did you know any Russian prior to that? Because that was flowing off the tongue.
No.
Really?
No. I had a very good coach. I had a woman walk up to me the other night and start speaking to me in Russian.
I
was like,
just smile and nod.
No.
Not really? No. I was like, it was a lot. You had a lot.
No, you know. I mean, you get like a lot to memorize. You know, you memorize your lines and then you get new lines on something else to memorize. So you kind of, you know, you lose it.
Yeah.
But I had a very good coach. I had a very good coach. So it was good. And I practiced a lot. Like almost to the point where I was like, oh, wait, I have English lines too.
Yeah.
I should probably memorize those.
Right, exactly. Do we know about your character for season 4?
I don't. Mm. They keep everything very under lock and key, but I'm very much hoping that they bring me back,
cuz
I love the show. It's like a, you know, it's a little family. It doesn't feel like that gigantic monster that it is, you know, when you're working on it. It feels like we're all, you know, supportive of each other and there to just, you know, and make us as best as we can.
I like how they kind of broke it up into like three different little storylines and everyone comes together at the end.
I know,
that's
right.
That's always fun when you get to see that. Well, I hope you're back.
Oh, thank you.
I look forward to
it. Me too,
It. You were also on Fleabag, which is critically acclaimed, up for 11 Emmys. Congratulations on
thank
all that.
You.
My gosh,
thank
it's
you.
So hard to stand out these days with so much content out there. But what a nice surprise, right, for all these nominations.
It's amazing. It's wild. I mean, I'm not like, it's like surprising because it happened, but not surprising because of how proud I am of the show.
Yeah.
And like Phoebe's a total genius too.
Right.
You know, I get to work with these geniuses, Mario. So I'm a very lucky actor. And it's great. It's great that it's being recognized like this and that, you know, the show, her, Sean, Clifford, who plays my wife, Olivia Coleman, obviously. And, you know, Kristen Scott Thomas, Fiona Shaw. Yeah, it's wild.
It's great,
insane.
Cast. And it's interesting because both of your characters are they're conflicted, flawed, but still very likable.
Thank you.
Which I think is a testament to you. But how do you find empathy for these characters?
I think, you know, I fortunately, you know, for my job, but like unfortunately at times for my life, relate to, you know, the feeling of alienation that the characters feel, you know, and I think you got to really hit that, like what they want and what they don't have and like all the painful things that's happened to them that have led them to this point, you know. And then you can, because you can't ever think like, oh, this character is a weirdo or this character is a jerk, you know. You have to be approaching it from how they see themselves. And I think they also think that they themselves are, something's wrong with them, but they still want to connect. Everybody wants to connect, Mario. Everybody wants love. When you don't get love, weird things happen, right?
Exactly. You're exactly right about that. And you're now joining yet another show, the audience show Mr. Mercedes, for season 3. For those not familiar, tell us about it.
Well, it's adapted from this novel series by Stephen King. And it's...
Heard of him.
It's written by David E. Kelly, stars Brendan Gleeson. It's about like this detective that Brendan Gleeson... it plays where in the first two seasons they were tracking, you know, they were kind of like he's up to, you know, against this serial killer named Mr. Mercedes, who like mowed down all these people with his car.
Wow.
But that guy at the end of season 2 is dead and there's a new villain, but the old villain from the previous two seasons is still like, his memory and the trauma of what he's done is kind of lurking around. And I play a lawyer to this character named Lou, who's played by Breida Wool, who murdered the serial killer at the end of season 2.
Got it.
And so that's my first lawyer job.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, I got to do like monologues to juries, cross examinations. Yeah, it was crazy. It was being in that courtroom. Yeah. And it's funny because we like shot in Charleston in like late spring, early summer, and it's supposed to be Ohio in the winter. So I'm like all these wool suits. So I hope people don't think that my character is like having a heart attack throughout the whole show with how I'm sweating.
So you've shot Stranger Things in Atlanta, correct?
Yeah.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
And this show in North Carolina?
In Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. And we're, excuse me, where'd you shoot Fleabag?
London.
In London.
Yeah.
So you have yet to work in L.A.
In a while. Right. No, I mean, I've worked a lot here, but it's great to travel around and like live other places.
Yeah, it's fun. And you get things you love. That's cool right there.
I'm like a gypsy.
How long have you been rocking the beard now?
Years.
Really?
A lot of years. Yeah. 9 years or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, it's become part of
I know, really but I do want to shave it. I think it's time to start shaving it for roles.
Okay.
And stuff. And looking a little different for some of these people.
Yeah, you grow a good solid one. I get like a couple patches here. Like
yeah,
right there. So
your father has explained that to us.
Yeah,
many
I know.
Times.
My dad has. Yeah, exactly. My dad, ironically, has a great beard like yours. And
right.
So, and he can.
No,
he
well,
can
with my it. Yeah, the top of the the top of my head went right to my face.
So, all right, Brett. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
Yeah. Movie I've seen the most, The Producers by Mel Brooks, the original.
Okay.
Not the musical one. Not that I'm hating on that.
Right. Yeah. I feel you.
Celebrity crush growing up. Winona Ryder and Juliette Lewis, and I got to work with both of them. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, really cool. Yeah. What'd you work with Juliette on?
On this show called Camping that was on HBO.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes,
that,
yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. And Renee was great on that. She must be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. So great. Yeah. It's amazing. It's crazy.
Most fun you've ever had on a set?
Most fun I've ever had on a set. Wow. I've had a blast on everything, but where it was like just like a full on laugh riot crazy fest was when I did 2 days on this Adam McKay, Will Ferrell movie called The Other Guys, where we like we spent like 2 days just filming this like 5 minute scene, and we just like improvised, and like Adam and Will gave me lines all day, and just laughed the whole day, like acting like totally insane. So that was two of the funnest days of my life.
Yeah.
But every show, though, it's a blast when you're working on things that you care about and with like incredibly talented people.
People
it's
you
just,
like. Sure.
you know, you're pinching yourself.
Yeah. It doesn't get better than that. Well, season 3 of Stranger Things is now on Netflix, and you can follow him on Instagram at Brett Gelman. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Can we grab a pic?
Thanks for having me. Of course.
On with Mario.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.